Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. As I like to do, I have created a sermon notes insert. I invite you to take it out at this time and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along. On the back side of this, I invite you to take this and we talked about earlier and the joys and the concerns, and keep these beside your prayer chair so that you have a daily devotional and the study guide, and also you can pray for all of the folks that are on that list by name, and that way we can be a praying church. Amen? All right. Hold on just a second. All right. Well, we're in a unique place right now on December 28, 2008. On one hand, we have just celebrated, and I hope still celebrating, God coming to us as a baby named Jesus. But on the other hand, in about 3.5 days or so, we will be celebrating a new year. A new year. While I was thinking and dreaming about today's sermon, I couldn't help but think what an awesome time it is to begin again, to restart the way we live our lives, to get a new lease on life, so to speak. And while I was thinking about it, you know, birth symbolizes new life, a new beginning. And if any birth did that, it was Jesus' birth. Amen? And the second thing is that the new year is a time when we begin again, and what I like to call New Year's covenants, to change our lifestyle. To change our lifestyle. It's a chance to make our life more wholesome, more love-filled, more God-like, less hectic, less empty living, less going through the motions of life without meaning and significance. Speaking of beginning again, in today's scripture, on the eighth day, Mary and Joseph circumcised and named Jesus. And then they went to the temple to purify Jesus and Mary 40 days after the child's birth. While they were at the temple, they run into two holy people, the Spirit-filled Simeon and the prophet Anna. And I want you to hear what Simeon said again this morning. Simeon said this, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace." Maybe I ought to qualify. Who do you think he's calling master? God, that's right. So in other words, "God, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." You know, the Bible says that Mary and Joseph were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. And wouldn't you be as well? Yeah, most dads are going, "Yeah, I knew that." Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, probably they were relieved a little bit too, because it confirmed their own visions about this new baby they held in their arms. Haven't you all had, you know, you just knew something was right. You just absolutely knew it. But there's still that little question mark in the back of your head. You know what I'm talking about? When you just, what I like to say, I almost absolutely know for sure. You know one of those? Right? Well, this was something that allowed them to confirm their own visions about this new baby they held in their arms. But the thing is, Simeon wasn't done, was he? Simeon wasn't done. Let's see what he says next. Simeon says, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your soul too."